Dear Diary. This week, our contestants have been working on their Diary of a Reality Competition podcast contestant entries, and they've all been submitted to our judges. How will they get rated? And who's going to make it to the finals? And why did Sally say those mean things to me in the lunchroom? Find out today on America's Next Top Podcaster. Hello and welcome to America's Next Top Podcaster. I'm Brian Ibbett. It's the end of Diary Week, and Amy, Gidget, and Alex have been waiting to find out what the judges think of their entries. We'll all find out later on in the program, but first, Tom Merritt worked with each of the contestants to hone their diary entries, and he had some things to say about each of them.
Amy has the most traditional approach of the three finalists here. She wants to talk about herself. So I really just had to emphasize pushing herself out of the comfort zone because this is what people are going to expect to hear from this kind of podcast. And she really, 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 really needs to tell me something unusual, touching, heart-wrenching, unexpected for that to win. It can, and she is certainly set up to be the person who can pull that off because she has so many other tools in her toolbox that the judges love. So I really hope she pushes herself across that goal line. Gidget is taking a safer route. It's unexpected. It's fun. She identified the danger herself, which is, but it's comedy and comedy is hard. But it also leans into her strengths because she's got the accent. People think she's kind of, you know, she's kind of goofy already and fun more than goofy. So, you know, this could go horribly wrong. If she sounds like she's trying to do impersonations, but I'm trusting that she has the sense to be able to have a really fun take on her experience that is unusual, and hopefully her personal focus group will make sure that the one that isn't too silly makes it across. Alex, I think, has the best idea because no one's going to expect him to bring back the salty Rishi for his finalist thing. And, you know, as long as that's within the rules, I think it's brilliant because the judges are going to be startled. They're going to say, well, this is different. And if he does it right, if he helps tell a story that he is also part of, like, and injects himself in, I feel like he's got the best chance of winning here.
Hey, if you've been looking for a way to support America's Next Top Podcaster, have I got a deal for you. You can, you can just send your money to us. That's fine. But wouldn't you rather get something in return? How about getting, I don't know, everything in return? Each episode of America's Next Top Podcaster has been carefully curated and managed and edited by our faithful producer, Hammond Chamberlain. But there's so much more stuff that gets left on the cutting room floor. There's tons of work sessions, concept sessions from each of the teams. There's editing or recording sessions with Tom, coaching sessions with Tom and our other guests. There's judging, elimination stuff that gets put on the cutting room floor. How would you like to get all of that material for the entire season with one low price? Well, now you can! I said that just like a sales guy. Now you can visit America's Next Top Podcaster.com. Scroll down just a little bit and you'll see the I Want It All package. You got to sing it just like Freddie Mercury. For $35, you get everything for the entire season. And you even get a vote when it comes down to the finals. Yes, that all important vote. So buy your way in to supporting America's Next Top Podcaster. It's right there on the homepage. We'll see you there. Greetings and welcome to another episode of America's Next Top Podcaster. It is the judging round, and boy, we are getting down to our final three contestants. Gidget, Amy, and Alex are here. We're going to talk to them in just a moment, but first, let's introduce our judges, starting with Mr. Scott Johnson.
Hello, and welcome me back.
Over to Nicole Spagnuolo.
Hi.
Or Nicole Spag. Nicole Spag is what we decided last week.
Okay, bye.
And Justin Robert Young.
Well, hello, friends.
And joining us also, our special coach for this week, Wendy Dunford, who was very helpful for her coaching session with Amy to kind of get things ready and rolling for this Diary Week podcast. Hello, Wendy.
Hi, everybody.
It's good to have you here.
Thanks.
Good to have all you guys here.
Good to be had.
Yeah, man. You know, this is the end of, again, coming up on the end of the road here. This was the most emotional time I had judging, mostly because I was in two of the podcasts.
You were actually in audio-wise. You were in a couple of these
I was shocking. It was like, oh my God, now I'm invested.
And just to kind of recap what the challenge was this week I gave the contestants a title for the show, Diary of a Reality Competition Podcast Contestant, and let them come up with the style of their show. And I feel like we got three very good representations of who each of our contestants were. So I feel like this was a great challenge to kind of showcase who everybody was. Before we get into those, though, judges, what kinds of things were you looking for this week? We'll start with Nicole.
I wasn't really sure what to expect, but heart, and I just wanted to be pulled into their world and just to kind of get to know them more. So, yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Very good. Scott, you actually had a podcast called Diary of a Cartoonist.
Still do.
Mm-hmm. What? When was the last time you did an episode? Come on now.
About a year ago.
Okay.
As it turns out, having a lot of heart and throwing your guts out there is a lot of work. Actually, it's funny because TMS and other shows that I do have kind of slowly taken that away from me because I let all my guts spill there. So there's nothing left really for the other thing. But what I was looking for here was actually what my original goal with that show was, which is to create a more intimate look at who's talking. I wanted to hear shows that were created in a way to make me know you more, like Nicole says, but also looking for honesty. I'm looking for not holding back, like a real diary, like a place you would put your innermost thoughts and your hopes and your wants and your dreams, that sort of thing. And I wanted to see a 10 minutes where that was best represented. And it's kind of hard. And it's a little esoteric, but that's what I was hoping for in this case.
Makes sense. Totally makes sense. And jury?
I wanted honesty. That was really the number one thing. Where they took that honesty and how they wanted to apply it, I think, is the joy of having a one mic show. But I really just wanted to feel it. And I will tell you, I felt it on every one of them.
Very good. Excellent. Well, that's what we want to hear. Now let's go ahead and get down to the nitty gritty with each of these. And we're going to begin the judging with Gidget. Hello, Gidget.
Hi, how you doing? How's everyone?
We're good. How are you?
I'm super. Yep. Good. I'm nervous and I'm super.
Ah, that's all right. Nothing to be nervous about. This won't hurt a bit.
No, just this months-long process coming to a dramatic climax.
It's all fine. Yeah.
No pressure whatsoever.
Relaxing and relaxing.
Now, giving you the title of Diary of a Reality Competition Podcast Contestant, it's hard for me to say explain your concept, but you do have a concept well within the parameters of the competition or of this challenge. Explain the direction you took it.
I thought I'd been involved in some quite serious podcasts, and there's everyone's got different dimensions, but my dimension generally is just a very sort of laid back, fun person, I suppose. A little bit silly, a little bit stupid at times. And I just wanted to get my own character across, who I am, and how I felt about my experience on this entire competition. And I just wanted a little bit of the goofy side as well, I suppose, and just highlight some of the highlights for me during the whole experience.
Absolutely. And the clips, the audio clips from the 80s movies, obviously knowing you and knowing your love for movies, does that just kind of represent your background and where you come from? Or was there something even more in there that maybe I didn't even pick up on?
No, it was basically just I wanted to, rather than just go, this is what I podcast in general life. It's what I've been doing for 2.5 years, and this is my main source of love is 80s movies. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted a little bit of fun, and I thought maybe, you know, if I play the clips, people listening can go to try and guess what movies all the clips are from. Because I love listening to stuff like that. I love stuff like that online about, you know, try and guess what this screenshot's from and all that sort of thing. So that was just part of my you know, hobbies and love. So, yeah, I threw everything at the wall and just hoped something would stick. Well, and it, but it was all me.
Yeah, for sure. And it did give me a little bit of a game in trying to figure out where some of those clips were from. I recognized probably a good 90% of the quotes, but there were still a couple. I was like, oh yeah, okay, what's that? I kind of recognize that.
But, I thought Die Hard was an easy one.
Yeah, Die Hard, very, very much an easy one. Quite a few easy ones in there.
Yeah.
Now, when you met with Tom, what kinds of suggestions did he give you, and did you implement those?
I tried to. I'm just trying to remember now what we actually talked about. I think basically Tom sort of gave the same things as all the judges said. Try and keep it real. Try and be you. And, you know, I always like write down everything that bullet point what Tom is saying with a pen, which is really retro of me.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Hey, crazy. Yeah, I'm trying to remember what Tom actually said, but I remember very much, you know, going over what the advice that he had given me, and I think the most important thing was just go in there and be you, and, you know, they're either going to love it or they're not.
Yeah,
it's as simple as that.
It definitely was something that I remember hearing, not just from the judges last week, but also from Tom. And then when you and I met, I think you'd said you had 7 different script ideas that you were working on. Yeah. Or was that an exaggeration, or did you really?
Oh, no, there was a slight exaggeration.
Okay. I knew there was some wine involved when you and I talked, but
there was a lot of wine involved. Yeah, it was, I think it was like past 1 a.m. in the morning.
And wow. Okay.
I'd pretty much got stuck into it from about 8 p.m. So I was a little bit merry. But yeah, no, I'd written a couple of versions, and the first version that I wrote was just, it was really serious again. It reminded me of the time that I did my dad's diaries, and I thought, oh, I don't want to do it. And then I read through it, and it was depressing me. So I'm thinking, and it shouldn't be depressing because this has been really fun. That's the thing. This has been a really fun experience. Yes, it's been nerve-wracking. It's been challenging. But it's been a hoot. It's been a hoot meeting everyone, and it's just such a different experience. So I thought, yeah, so by the time I wrote my third script, and then the one that I finally went with, I'd written bullet points and I'd written a couple of lines down, but a lot of it I just went off the cuff.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, so I just wanted to keep it sort of natural. So I mixed up bits that I'd written down and bits that I'd just sort of talked about, you know, freely.
Very good. Well, I enjoyed it. And now it's time to hear from our judges. We're going to begin with Justin.
This was a very interesting week in general, and yours was the first I listened to, so it was the introduction, because I realized that if you're going to do the diary of you guys, I guess I hadn't put two and two together, that it was mostly going to be about this journey that you're on, which has been, yeah. I know for me, far more emotional and affecting than I initially thought it was going to be, and all of you brought it. Gidget, you're right. You were somebody that wanted to show a different side of yourself, that wanted to kind of flex a little bit. I think you also probably had the best story of the three. You know, you're not in this country. The time is different. There's a lot of different factors there. And you did a good job of bringing that together. Where I have criticism is not that you didn't tell your truth, but I never felt that all of them were welded together. You had the confessional element, you had the this is who I am and in my podcasting career with the movies, and then you had the parody commercial, which, by the way, I do own a kangaroo ball sack purse. Somebody
who doesn't?
No.
Somebody sent me one. I'm not even joking. I will.
Whoa.
I'll put it in the Discord or whatever, but I do own one. So I felt spoken to on all the podcasts since the other two featured my voice and you featured my favorite accessory. But I never felt like everything glued together. It wasn't like you were telling your story while punctuating it with quotes. It wasn't like you had a metaphor that, you know, or an over serious moment that then got punctuated with the gag ad. They were all fine for me. I liked all of them. I liked all the pieces, but I felt like there was a lack of cohesion there. And it's a product of you trying to reach out and show a couple different things. But I ultimately that was my one criticism.
Thank you, Justin. Let's move on to Scott.
Similar stuff for me. I, of course, revel in the time period that you focused on and 80s movies in general. That's just completely up my alley. And I nerded out quite a bit, especially in your introduction as you were playing those clips. And it sounds like you aim to do that. And I would like to say you were very successful at bringing out all my nostalgia nerves. And I love that. I also really like your passion for that stuff, and that really came through for the entire thing. My biggest problem, if I had a problem, would be I didn't feel like I got to know you more. And there's going to be a little bit of a bias for me today with all of these entries. I really came to this looking to learn more about who Gidget is on a much more personal level. And I don't mean a bunch of stuff you don't want to talk about, but, you know, like somehow just more than we already know. People are complex. They have all sorts of levels to themselves. And I feel like I wanted more levels to Gidget. That being said, I liked all of it because, again, you're singing my song and these are all in my wheelhouse and all of that stuff is of interest to me. And so I enjoyed it. It was a little scattershot, kind of coming left and right, but I got used to that rhythm and I think it was okay. I thought the ball sack purse thing felt totally out of place and weird. And it felt like it was in a different thing. And it really threw me for a minute.
It felt like it was speaking to you specifically, Scott.
Well, that's the funny thing is I usually like a good ball sack joke, I'll tell you what. But I can't really put my finger on why it didn't work for me here. I think maybe, again, tonally, I was coming into this looking for more of a personal take. And you went a little further in the lighthearted, let's have fun, let's have a joke, let's laugh direction, which is 100% legitimate direction to go. But hence that bias I'm talking about where I kind of came in looking for a more intimate portrait of who you are. And I got that from I got a lot of that sort of pop culture stuff from about who you are, which I think is good and I think is valuable as a listener. But it wasn't exactly what I was looking for in terms of how you did it and how it was presented and how it all sounded. That was all great. Like no issues there at all. But yeah, I wish it was just a little bit more of me getting to know you, which just sounds creepy, and I don't mean it to be.
I don't have much depth to me, to be honest.
Oh, that's so not true.
You do belong here, and I'm going to piggyback on Scott. I felt like we spent a lot of time in clips, and unfortunately, I listened to yours last. And I think that matters. I mean, Justin listens to yours first. So you set the tone for him. And for me, I really just wanted to know more about you and the clips just felt really out of place for me. I mean, they were fun clips and I love a clip show. But I felt I yours was the only one I had to listen to twice because I just wasn't sure. So it felt more like a life timeline, like a really kind of really high up in the air view of Gidget. And I really wanted to get more into, like when you were talking to you, I think it was your friend or maybe, him telling you that you should do this. Like, I want it more of that. So, but okay. I love listening to you. But yeah, that was where it, for me.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank you, Nicole. Wendy also got a chance to listen to all three submissions and has some notes herself.
I like Nicole. Hi, everybody. I like Nicole listened to you last, and I think it did have an impact because I think the order, that was interesting. So I'm new here, and you mentioned that your accent was, as an asset at the beginning. So for me, it was completely an asset. I could have listened to you all day. It's lovely and it makes you want to go to Australia right now. But it is, I think the jumping cuts, I wasn't quite able to follow that. I'm a young child of the 80s, so I probably was missing references, but I did enjoy that too. I thought, this would be fun if I knew what everything was going on. But it was a little quick for my taste.
I tried, you guys. I really did. Growing up, I tried.
But, I liked it. I like Nicole. I'm going to copy her a little bit. The friends saying you should do this. You've got the right stuff for this. Like, I would have loved to hear just more of that. Kind of the depth of like the encouraging friend and kind of your thoughts about that. So that I felt like maybe I could have listened to another half hour of you just talking about that in your beautiful accent.
Thank you, Wendy. Yeah, so I think Judge is saying that we could have used just a smidge more Gidge in this.
You've been holding that all night.
I really have not. Actually, I came up with it as I said smidge, honestly.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's going to be the new podcast from Gidget is a smidge more Gidge. All right. Thank you, Gidget. We'll talk to you more in just a moment. But Alex, we're going to pull you in next.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. I feel like Rishi should be here too, but it's all right. We'll settle for just you. So tell us about your Diary of a Reality Competition podcast contestant episode. Oh man, it's a long title.
Yeah, it is a lot. But I actually thought a lot about some of the feedback that we were given last time that we all spoke about this topic. And, one of the things that was mentioned was like, hey, avoid that whole, shtick with the one man show sort of thing. And I had instinctually said to myself, okay, how can I do something that's completely different? And, just kind of keeping in mind that the title is really kind of the boundary. I wanted to think, okay, how can I take this outside of the box, do something, out of left field? And I kept thinking back to that. One of the themes that we keep talking about is like, what is the lingering story out there? And I know that Rishi's salty exit has been one that is constantly brought up in this circle.
Yeah.
And so I brought that idea, to you and you had mentioned, yeah, you can interview somebody if it fits within, the title of the show. And I said, okay, great. Brought it up to Tom, and Tom was like, yes. I want to hear why he had such an issue. Mm-hmm. So my next challenge was, okay, is Rishi going to be okay talking about it? And he totally was. And we had a really good conversation. And I thought it was important, with controversial, quote unquote, sort of things that happen like that, where he came off a little aggressive in his post-exit interview. It felt a little like he was blaming the team. But when you can kind of hear his perspective of it, I thought that was something really valuable and a different way to kind of look at the whole diary perspective from people who have been on this show.
It was something I noticed in that too. The interview, you didn't do much prep as far as letting him know what you're going to be asking about. I mean, obviously he knew what the challenge was this week. He knew that he was going to get interviewed probably very specifically about that salty exit, but it didn't sound like you prepped him and got some really good, frank answers. As a matter of fact, I felt like at the beginning he wasn't ready to divulge anything. And then you kind of did coax that out of him. And then once, boy, behind the scenes here, Rishi has blocked me on Facebook, Twitter messages. Any emails I send him get bounced back. He's completely blocked me everywhere. So
you said Twitter. That's awesome.
Did I say Twitter? It's Rick Perry finally rubbing off on me from that audio clip we used.
Good job.
But no, seriously, it definitely seemed like once you coaxed the honesty out of him, it seemed to flow a little bit and got past the I don't want to say uncomfortable. It was never awkward, but it definitely seemed like it was something he wasn't prepared to talk about. Did you notice that too, or was that
a little bit? And I was saying that I wanted to dive a little bit more into his perspective. I didn't really prep him with questions I was going to ask him, but I said, I framed it, I want to understand your perspective a little bit more of why you felt like you were the fall guy, and learn more, because one of the things they stated was I lack assertion, and it's something that I've always been working on, and I wanted to learn more from him. What have you been doing since the podcast competition ended to improve in that area? Mm-hmm. And I thought it was interesting insight
for sure. How about, Avi, you mentioned that Tom loved the idea and suggested you go with it. You had a second idea that I think you talked with Tom about. I can't remember if you and I talked about it as well, but what can you refresh my memory on what that was?
Yeah, I was actually thinking about, kind of in more in the vein of the personal podcast story. Mm-hmm. I was going to interview my wife.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Talk to her about what her perspective has been like, because she's been such a rock star, mm-hmm. Supporting me through this whole thing. Quite honestly, like her sort of, sacrifice, I guess is the right way of putting it, like really doing a lot to take care of our, almost 2-year-old daughter, and cleaning up around the house, is like, I've been working on this stuff pretty much every single weekday night, and it's a toll on her.
And listeners probably don't realize like how much I get to see it, because I see the discussions going on, at least one of those team discussions. I get to see those going on in the Discord. But you guys put a lot into coming up with the ideas for these shows, recording them, editing, all that stuff. And it's such a short deadline process that your weeknights can get eaten up by these by this process.
And at the end of the day, it just came down to what's the more compelling story, and I felt like the lingering of what's Rishi up to these days was and Tom had agreed that was the right way to go.
It was really good to hear from Rishi, and I maybe he'll start returning my emails. I don't know. We'll have to see. Let's go ahead and begin the judging here with Scott on this one.
I liked this one because I liked the two guys involved a lot. I think you guys have you guys crack me up, and not just in this competition. There's a lot of interactions in social media and in the Tadpool, where I find both you guys kind of a crack up, and I think you're good together. I also sensed that awkward thing at the beginning, but I got excited about it because I've had those moments in interviews that were really important or big and wasn't sure what I was going to coax out of the person. And it's a great process to find that hole, ask the right question, crack open the egg, and then things ease up from there, and there's trust and all that stuff. I just felt a lot of that, and I thought that was kind of cool. It wasn't my favorite, again, because I come at this with a bit of a bias. I was looking for a more personal look at this, and I don't feel like I got that personal of a look at him or you. And and it's okay if that's the point of the show. It's just not what I was necessarily looking for. So I got bored a couple of times, just thinking, well, this would be boring too if it was me talking to my friend from whatever. I mean, I don't know how exciting that would be for people to listen to, but outside of that, I thought you did a good job. I mean, it's a great interview. It's one of your strengths is interviewing. You have a knack for it. And every time you've done anything that involved an interview, I think it goes really well. I think that you know the beats and where to hit them and where to end it and all that kind of stuff, I think comes natural to you and doesn't feel like it's edited in or, you know, that you struggle with that. There aren't a lot of ums and uhs. You're prepared for the very next thing. I think that's showcased here really well. It wasn't my favorite of the week, but it's not my least favorite. I liked it. I think you did a pretty good job.
Thanks, Scott.
Very good. Thank you, Scott. And let's move to Nicole.
So I enjoyed listening to the conversation between you and Rishi. You gave me a perspective about what we're doing here that I don't know. I guess I didn't think in terms of this is really big deal for you. And for me, I'm like, I just hope I don't sound like an idiot on this show. But it's, you know, I have an internal view. And then that's what they say, you know, oh, people probably aren't looking at you. They're worried about themselves. And that's kind of what a lot of, you know, the world is like. So I really appreciated you bringing Rishi back on and getting his perspective of how we impacted his life. And who knows, this show might have changed his life in how he becomes more assertive. So I appreciated that. And I don't think we get to see a lot of that from reality shows. I mean, I guess they do kind of bring people on, but it's usually they try to make them fight. Right. You know,
that's coming up in season two, Nicole. Just don't give away any of my secrets.
So it wasn't necessarily, while I appreciated it, like Scott, I think I was anticipating more about you, Alex. Not that I didn't like this interview with Rishi. So I liked it. It was different. I liked that you tried something different. And I liked it. Yeah. There you go.
Thanks, Nicole.
Very good. Thank you, Nicole. And Justin.
I want to criticize a podcast, but not yours. I'm going to criticize this one, America's what? Next Top Podcaster. Because listening to this made me realize how much I think this should be a part of the next season of the show. I think that there is a lot of human drama that comes out of this that I would not have expected. And I don't blame anybody for this season, because, you know, I didn't realize going into it that this was going to be as emotional and as affecting as it has been for everybody. And like I said before, including myself, this was an amazing companion piece to what we've seen so far and what we've heard so far. This show, America's Next Top Podcaster, is focused so much on creation that I think it was amazing to see the humanity. And you did a very, very good job of pulling that out of Rishi and saying, like anything in our world, you know, this isn't about just, all right, well, now make a podcast about mustard, right? Like, it's about pressure and time and commitments and where we are in our life and where we want to go in our life and art and everything in between. And you did a great job of showcasing that. And this has been such a fun but taxing experience. It was great to see some of it on the other side, even if, you know, I think we say, oh, well, that was the saltiest exit out of the show. I mean, wasn't that salty? You know,
it was like, no, it really wasn't.
In comparison, you know, it's not like he screamed and you cursed at anybody or anything, right? Like,
there are a few that we haven't recorded. I don't know. There are a few that might be salty.
Yeah, no. But for as much as you know, this is something that's kind of you know, I think I even said in one of the early episodes that there's no stakes in podcasting, but You certainly proved me wrong with this. The only thing I would have liked to have seen
was, as this is a good test, specifically if you're talking about something very niche, right? You need to let somebody else who's not inside listen to it and see what questions they might have. Because even for myself, I'm listening to it and I'm like, man, I would love for this to have been explained a little more. Like, I would love for just a little bit up front with Alex to set up. It was week blank. I was doing this. Here's what I was feeling. Rishi goes out. And next thing you know, the saltiest moment of the show happens. Boom. And now you've set it up. And then put a few more signposts on, okay, this is who Rishi is. This is the lessons Rishi learned. There was a moment when Rishi was like, oh, I thought I learned this lesson a couple years ago. And and it wound up going into this thing about an 80-year-old learning how to do a kickflip or something like that, which was like, okay, but not what I wanted. I wanted, like, how bad is Rishi deferring to people? Like, does this remind him of a time when it happened when he was in high school? Does it remind him of a time that happened to him in his other job? Like, those details are the tiniest details that allowed the listener to build the world in their head can often be the difference between you right. just telling a story or explaining a thing that happened and making it real. And I thought you got 80% of the way there. What would have taken this over the top would have been that extra
Justin. Wendy.
That's great. No, that's fantastic feedback. Thanks.
I really liked it. And I have no idea what any of you are talking about. So I was that person. I was that person coming in and going, okay, what happened? And I have to say the intro was fantastic. Yeah. It was like, it felt familiar, and I'm a big, This American Life fan. And so I'm like, oh, this feels really professional. This feels like they're giving me a glimpse of how scary Jury is. You know, I'm getting a taste of, so I got a taste of this sort of emotion that was preceding all of this. Right. And then suddenly I'm in it and your interview style is fantastic and so clean. I would not know you're not doing this all day, every day. It's really good. And so I really have no criticisms other than as Jury just explained his thing, it is the thing that I couldn't quite put my finger on because I don't know what's going on, is maybe a couple sentences that would have given the groundwork a little better so that anyone could listen to that. You know, I had an idea and so I could put two and two together, but it felt a little too inside baseball-y, a little, but it was also, it was great. So I loved it, but my one criticism is totally unique to me. So ignore this. I would have loved, I would have, cause you could tell it was real and you could tell he's kind of working through some stuff.
No, it's valid.
And there was this dynamic moment of he's talking about being the youngest kid and just telling jokes to handle his stuff. And you're like, I'm the oldest and I don't have this problem. and that right there, and not that you could have done anything with that, but I felt like, oh, okay, there's interesting dynamics between the two of you, the oldest kid who doesn't get what this guy's talking about. And that dynamic in that very moment, I thought, oh, that could be like an hour going another direction. But overall, I really liked it.
Thank you. Yeah. And it's funny that you guys are bringing up the whole inside baseball thing. And not to lie, Brian, but my whole thought on this was like, oh, this would be so fun to pitch to Brian around, like, you know, for season two and like do something like this for the show. I think it would be fun to provide. And
I would love something like this for season two
And
going forward, like a little, because a lot of great reality shows have that, right? They've got the Big Brother interviewing the people who got kicked out of the house, and the Ponderosa stuff for Survivor, and I think it'd be and great. So
that's ultimately what kind of I think led to that inside baseball feel, was because I was almost, and I'm reflecting on it now, I was really thinking about how this was a companion piece to the bigger picture and the context. Mm-hmm. You know, it's in context because people are listening to the show anyway, but you're right. Like, as a standalone, that is...
Well, I mean, this is a key part of any reality show. The difference is that normally what would happen is you would shoot the competition, right? And then Rishi would be eliminated. And then you, in this case, in the podcast that you did, would be the producer that sits and talks to Rishi, and you just say, hey, right. tell that exact same story, but keep everything in the present tense. And so he would be edited in when afterward Rishi would be like, yeah, you know, I've always deferred. I even deferred to my sisters. And that's why I'm thinking that this is a bad idea right now when initially talking about the thing, and you would edit that in to the moment. Right.
So it's present tense. You're seeing it right after it happens.
You're saying so for the viewer, all this is happening afterward. Right. Exactly the way it happened. It doesn't have to be something that's a companion. You are producing a core element of reality drama. And it's amazing that you found that tenor.
Great stuff. I'm just making notes. Sorry. Thank you.
That's all right. All right. Well, thank you, Alex. And we'll move over to Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hello. Hello.
How are you doing? Good.
Oh, I'm all right. I'm hanging in there.
The most emotional of the three shows for me, for sure. And I think we'll see if our judges felt the same way. But explain the concept behind your Diary of a Reality Competition podcast contestant.
So I did want to make this a very personal thing for me. Part of that had to do with going back to the storytelling episode, Alex and I both had stories that we wanted to tell, and in the end we went with his, which I was perfectly fine with, but I still had that emotional story with me. And so I could just sort of tweak the direction of it a little for this challenge. And then I still didn't entirely know what I was going to do. And then I talked to Wendy and talked way more than I probably expected to.
That was really good. I listened in on that session, and that was amazing. I felt like I needed.
It was amazing. It was
like
great.
I got stuff out of it. Yeah.
It was good. And so basically what it came down to is that this me right here, the one that we're talking to right now, is like this tiny little part of everything else. I mean, that's true of everyone, but, and so my idea was to kind of show you what's going on the inside. And so that was kind of what I did. I had my sort of stage persona and then the real me.
And I think you're absolutely right. Like, we all do have that, and it's how much of that we decide to not just show in a podcast, but show in our everyday lives. And so that was a good that was a good representation. It really did give us an idea of who you are as a person. Obviously, I listened in on the Wendy session. I also listened in on the Tom session. Did you find him to be as helpful as Wendy?
Well,
and I'm saying that jokingly.
I adore Tom.
I'm saying
Tom
that jokingly, but
helpful.
Kind of also like how did Tom help you?
So, I mean, part of it was like, because he did try to sort of steer me away from it, because he's like, well, I mean, that's pretty expected, and I was like, yeah, but I mean, it's Diary, we can go with it. So he did. We were talking about like sort of what format this was going to take, which at that point I absolutely did not know, and he's like, well, let's brainstorm some ideas, and like, these are not good ideas, they're just ideas, but you know, you could interview yourself. And so while that, like, in its purest form would be a little cheesy, I did sort of embrace that idea. It was also part of what Wendy said of using this voice to express the other part. So I had sort of the NPR podcast me, and then sort of my commentary underneath.
Sure. Very good. All right, well, let's get to the judging, and we're going to start with Nicole.
I'm so happy to go first because I loved it. I identified so much with you, and I felt like I connected with you just right away, just instantly, as you're talking about it. It felt authentic. It felt real. You hit on so many things that I myself feel. It's weird because as I go through life, I have these ebbs and flows, and I feel like you have the same thing, almost this imposter syndrome,
right?
That you're like, you should totally be here. You're wonderful. I'm so glad you didn't quit. I love your voice. I love how you say things. I love how you tell a story. I think you're amazing. So I'm just glowing about you. That's all I'm going to do. And I just loved hearing your journey and how you broke it down. And I was really interested when you start talking about Joe and how you felt about that particular moment. You took something that this seems inconsequential to us. It's just a podcasting competition. But like I said before, it's impacting people. It's impacting everyone, including the judges. And I think we all have these self-doubt moments, and you put it into words beautifully. So
thank you.
Very good. There you go. All right, Justin.
Look, this is amazing. It was great. Like, I really don't have much to say about it. This was the moment, as you are telling this story and you're setting everything up in a way that I could send that to my mom and she would feel your pain. Because, I mean, my mom has kind of stopped caring about everything I do because I do a lot of it and trash. But I think she would, with little knowledge of what I'm doing here, she would understand it because you told the story really well. And you obviously know that this, you explained an essential truth about this competition, which is that for as silly and frivolous as podcasting can be in the eyes of some, it is a worthwhile pursuit, and it is something that takes a lot of time to do well. And for you guys, you're very, very invested, and you took a moment, you know, where I was the bad guy. And, effectively. No, it's fine. It was great. It was great storytelling. And it also, you know, was true. It was real in that moment. And that's great. You did great. In fact, I don't know if I've ever given in this competition anything a perfect 10 in our scores. I had it at a 9, and just re-talking about it, I'm giving you a perfect 10 for this round. You did a great job.
Very good.
Thank you.
Do we even want to bring up the point that two people had Justin audio in their podcast submissions?
Well, I mean, you'd put Simon Cowell
in it. I'm a ding dong. Everyone else is too nice.
Because he says stuff like that. That's like what you pull in to your show. I'm a ding dong. It's great.
Yeah. Scott.
How to get a higher score from Justin.
It was at an 8, and then I heard my own voice, and I'm like, well, that's plus 2.
Nice. I really liked this one. It was my runaway favorite for the week, and it accomplished the one thing I came into this with, which is I wanted a personal portrait of people and their from their diary. I didn't want necessarily just more talking and or more interviews or any of that. I just wanted to know more about the people that were involved and how they were doing, how they were feeling about this process, about what it's meant to them. And Amy did that up and down for your entire 10 minutes. I really don't have anything bad to say. I've already expressed on the show a couple of times how much I think you have a great voice for this. There's already an honesty that what you say. Even in the more simple, even goofier competitions we've had in previous weeks, you somehow transcend that. And it just feels something feels really real about it. Even the fake ones where you're giving away fake emails at the end and all that stuff, I still just get a very genuine sense from you. And it's always sort of been that way. It's personal, and that's what wins it for me. You talked about being shy. I think that shyness actually is a strength for you. Because we're not listening to somebody who's boisterously sort of trying to cover that up. We're listening to somebody.
And what would that sound like?
Creeping above it. And it just seemed like it was from the heart. There were a couple of times where it felt like it was coming straight from your heart and then some reading and then back from the heart again. And that may have been the case. Yep. I don't know. That's okay. It's not a problem necessarily. I think that maybe could have been a smoother transition. But again, you know, in a podcast I'm raving about for being honest, probably, you know, don't need to do much to it. But there was real emotion at the back end, and it was got very raw and very real. And I don't not only commend you for being willing to do that, but I also just think it directly faces headlong the challenge this week. And I think that takes guts, and I think that takes nerve. And I think you had both in spades, and you also the entire time wrapped it in that already sort of NPR-ish voice that we've grown to love whenever you do a segment. So I'm very, really super pleased with this one this week. It had me thinking about things in a way that I didn't expect to. And I appreciate your willingness to put it all out there. So nice job.
Brian, can I say
one quick thing? Of course. Yes, please do.
So one of my favorite quotes of all time is everything you want is just outside of your comfort zone. So, you know, challenging yourself. And so I just wanted to say, you made me think of that quote many times listening to you. I just wanted to put that
totally.
In.
Totally. Yeah, I try and live my life do one thing that scares you every 3 or 4 years. And that's my my motto. It's coming up in 2020.
You should try a diary podcast.
Yeah. No kidding. And now let's get some words from Wendy, who is getting to talk to you again.
Hi, Amy. I feel like this is my girl. She just did what I told her to do. No, you nailed it. Like, that's exactly what, as we talked, it was like, I hate to say I saw into your soul, but I kind of did. And then you shared it with everyone. Like, that is so much courage. Because it's easy to, especially when you're producing something that others will hear, to have that inner voice say, like, you idiot, shut your mouth. Like, oh my gosh, don't tell anyone this. What are you doing? And you were somehow able to suspend that enough to get to the real stuff. And that was, it was so obvious. And yes, your voice is fantastic. Of course, like, you've got all the building blocks, but then, like, you could access a thing I think people go their whole lives and can't do. In any sort of real honest way. And that was like incredibly courageous to share with us.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I've never hit submit so fast, like before I could change my mind.
I was actually thinking that now.
The link's up. Oh, really? Don't think.
Just don't even listen. Just go. Yeah. Because it shows that the realness you have to, or you would, that voice in your head would be like, no, abort mission. Yeah. Great.
Very good. I'm going to bring up one thing that I noticed in the podcast. Again, I'm playing my I'm not a judge, but card here. Well, I should make sure there's a comma there. I'm not a judge, comma, but there was an editing moment that I felt if you took another beat, another pause, or even swallowed the music, it was when you were getting choked up talking about the Joe situation, and then you came back from that, and in editing, you came back from it with when you had your voice under control, and it was another moment. I think it was close to the end, and you were I think reading the close of the show. I would have waited another couple beats or swelled the music and brought the music back down just to kind of give a lapse time kind of thing, because I agree.
Mm-hmm. And also there's kind of nothing you can do after you start crying to like end the podcast more dramatically, right?
Well, yeah.
That being said, even though it did have that hiccup, because ultimately that was the reason why I had it at 9 and not 10. And the reason why in talking about it and hearing other people's perspectives on it that I went with it is that, like, yes, it is imperfect, but that's what this is. Like, if anything, that is a moment where the authenticity doesn't connect, and yet it makes it more authentic. Yep. If that makes sense, at least
like it shows the more measured thing after the pause highlights what came before.
It could be polished more, but that's kind of the charm, was that it wasn't, at least to me. And
it showed the juxtaposition of those two voices that fight in there.
For sure. And it wasn't like wackity. You know, she didn't like smash a plate on her head afterward. it was just a pleasant speaking voice. It you know, it wasn't like a fart sound.
Yeah, I did just as something that's close to my vest. Back in the day when Taylor graduated high school, I did a entire diary episode about her and just kind of dad feelings and thoughts and stuff and her growing up in this way. And or maybe it was actually she maybe just gotten engaged, whenever it was. But anyway, I was pretty choked up about it. And it seemed like a good place to get that out there and sort of deal with those feelings and stuff. And I had a moment in there where I got all choked up. And then I went, how the crap do you, what do I do now? You're supposed to just go, well, anyway, so like, it was a weird thing. I've been there. I understand it. And I think the way you did it is okay. It felt, again, there's honesty in it. And it's, and as Jerry says, there's part, it's part of the charm. And I agree. I wouldn't.
Well, fine. And that's why I'm a host and not a judge.
Yeah, Brian.
Yeah, put your card away.
I'm saving it for next season. Did, we'll pull it back out.
Did I mention that I liked that I was in it? I like that too.
That's pretty good.
All right. Well, thank you, Amy. And all right, so let's go ahead and get to it's probably not going to be too much of a surprise, but our winning podcast this week. Well, the curse, Amy, has been broken. This one went to you, as you probably could tell from those glowing reviews. Well done.
Good work, Wendy. You broke the curse of the special coach.
Right, our first coach to not make the well, I guess, has it helped other teams?
I don't know if it's helped other teams.
In your face, Brushwood!
I just know that every time I've had it, it has been a disaster.
Well, Wendy apparently said the right things, and thank you for giving us that that very honest glimpse into how this competition has affected you. And just to kind of echo Nicole's thoughts, I think it's even been a realization for me hearing, you know, seeing the discussions in Discord, hearing the shows and hearing the diary entries afterwards that Hammond and I have been recording. It's showing that this little podcast is more than just kind of this little surface how-to fun game show thing. It's,
I mean, I certainly didn't expect to get as invested as I have. Like, that was never part of the deal. I'm going to go make some podcasts. Like, whatever. I know.
It wasn't a part of the deal for any of us, to be honest. Like, even as judges, we're forced to, like, weirdly look in the mirror and then assess things we thought were givens. And like, it's been an odd thing.
For sure.
Very weird.
All right. Well, thank you, Amy. And now we move on to the hardest part of the show. And I say it every week, but this gets harder and harder the further we get in the competition, because we grow to love you guys even more than we did the previous week. And our bottom podcast this week, I'm afraid, was Gidgets. I'm sorry, Gidget. Boy, let me be the first of the four of us to say how much I've loved getting to know you over the course of these 11 weeks, 12 weeks, however long it's been, and how much heart you have and how much joy it is to hear that heart come out in your podcast.
Shit.
any other? Wow, you turned into Bridget there for a second.
Gidget, let me just tell you this. I listened to your podcast and I thought this is going to be she's going to be a finalist, and it was only because Alex and Amy had exceptional efforts beyond it that you are the one going home. I think you have brought so much to this. It is an absolute shame that that anybody has to go, and that you are the one in this case. But you have nothing to feel ashamed about. You were awesome, and hopefully I have spent these weeks criticizing podcasts enough to know that I wouldn't just tell you that to blow smoke. Like, you're a great talent, and I look forward to hearing more from you.
100% on board with that sentiment, and I feel like I don't know any other way I would have gotten to know you. You are your voice, and it bums me out that you're leaving, but I'm also really glad that we got a chance to have you be on this and be a part of it.
Thank you. I'm still shocked that I got to final three. Very so much. That's a real honor for me. And it's been, as I said, it's been a really great time and very, very interesting and really good fun. And I'm still coming to Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, are you?
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. I've already booked the hotel and I'm paying for my my flight today. Really? So I am actually coming over to Vegas.
Oh, wow. Let me get my nutsack.
I was fumbling for the unmute thing and I couldn't click it fast enough. That's amazing. I'm so happy I'm there.
Such good news. I haven't even, it's still on this, like, you can, it's like on this like solid steel plate here. I'm cutting it down and I'm filling it up with money to buy Gidget a drink.
Oh, thank you.
Oh yeah, no. I don't think it's just going to be paying for any drinks all weekend long. Just come up to Scott. Well, come
I
up
can
to
drink.
Me,
I can drink a lot.
Jerry.
You boys better bring some money because I can drink a lot.
I'll buy you a drink.
Oh, thank you.
Except for that one time in Mexico. Anyway,
I was Dave cheated. It doesn't count.
Very good. Well, thank you, Gidget. All right, so let's go ahead and get to this week's challenge. So for this, the final challenge, first off, congratulations, Amy and Alex, for making it to the very end, to the final challenge.
Thank you.
And I've decided for this last challenge, it's a doozy, and you're going to need some help. So we've brought in a few folks who want to help you out. Welcome back to the show, eliminated contestants Brandon, Monica, Bill, Bridget, Rishi, Joe, Brad, Jerry, and Gidget. So here's what's going to happen. You guys are going to be taking turns adding three members to your team, but we're going to do it in a daisy chain pick. So, Amy, since you won this last challenge, you get to pick your first teammate, and then on your next turn, that teammate will pick another teammate, and so on until you have three each. And you can pick from the entire list. Now, let me really quickly clarify. I've spoken to Carrie. With the health situation, she's totally okay not being part of this one, and we're going to bring her back for a later season. So that's why we haven't mentioned her. She wants to say hi to everybody and that she's doing fine, but she'll be unavailable for this one. But
you should pick Alex and win the game right now.
You need to be real specific, Brian. Be real specific. Yes.
You can pick anybody but Alex.
Oh, man, so close.
Or the judges. So, and I'm going to keep track here on the list. Amy, go ahead and pick your first teammate.
I believe this is going to come as absolutely no surprise, but I'm going to pick Joe.
Oh, redemption time for Joe.
Hey, thank you, Amy.
Very good. Alex, your first pick.
Oh, I mean, Podcasteers, Rishi.
Rishi. Also not a surprise. Now we start getting into the nitty gritty. Hey, Joe, you get to pick another teammate for Amy's team. Without any discussion with Amy.
Thoughtful? Is this like millionaire where I have to go through the whole thought process?
Yeah, no fast. I mean, no thoughtful. Don't be thoughtful.
Yeah, fast. Don't think.
Bill.
Bill, very good. All right. And Rishi, you get to pick someone else for Alex's team.
Oh, I see. I'll pick Dr. Jerry Tolbert.
Jerry.
Dr. Jerry.
Paging Dr. Jerry. Paging Dr. Jerry.
All right. I got here as fast as I could. What can I do?
Now, here's where this gets tricky. Bill's not in here, is he?
Oh, no.
So... that's all right. Amy, I'll let you pick a third.
I'll take Monica.
Monica, good choice. And Jerry, you get to pick the third one for Alex.
Who do we have left? Brad?
You've got Brad, Bridget, Gidget, and Brandon.
Okay.
Go ahead and make your choice.
So I'm actually going to go. So Brad, Bridget, Gidget, and
Brandon.
Brandon. Okay. Sorry. I never really got to talk to him. Oh, geez. Okay. You guys, deathmatch, middle of the floor. Go now. All right. So let's. Whoa. Okay. This is tough. I'm actually going to go with Bridget.
All right. Bridget. Now. The other three, Gidget, Brandon, and Brad, will be working with me on this very same challenge that I'm going to be giving you guys. So don't escape just yet. Now let me tell you about the challenge you're going to be doing. So you've got you get your teams. It makes sense to bring back something else that's familiar. You and your team can pick any themed challenge from this season. So anything from food to movies to interviews, any of that. And you get to take another swing at it. You're going to create a second episode in whichever series your original submission was part of. So you're not going to redo your submissions. You're going to create another episode in that same series. You're going to be getting judged not only on the quality of the podcast, but also how well it fits in the category that you chose, and either how well you supported your previous episode or how well you redeemed it if it wasn't successful. Once again, the deadline is going to be Friday at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and the show only has to be 10 minutes long. So we're back to the time limit that you're used to. Are there any other questions? And I'm sure there are.
God, yeah. Oh. So, like, this kind of feels like divorced parents trying to fight over culinary capers. Me and Amy are the parents, and then we got the two kids, Joe and Rishi, and we got our subjects.
Now, that could be a double-edged sword, is that you have the opportunity to do another episode like Culinary Capers, but if it does not live up to the first episode, then that's going to be more noticeable. Wait, hold
on. Were you guys both on the Culinary Capers team?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then you guys could both do it.
No, that's exactly. Secret territory, man. I don't know if I could do that.
I mean, look, this is something that we've talked about before. We started this, and I made the argument that taking Culinary Capers is, you better be real sure it's better than that first episode. Because if it ain't, it's going to be that's a surefire loser. Not on the merits of the show.
Yeah.
On whether or not it is as good as the three of us remember listening to the first time. Like, it will be the second bowl of cereal, which is never as good as you think it's going to be.
Right.
But then again, that was also the greatest episode that we saw. So, you know, easy decisions. No pressure.
It could be a double-edged sword. Exactly. Now, just to clarify, the team that I'm on with Brad, Gidget, and Brandon, even though we're going to be producing a podcast, and even though that podcast will get critiqued at the end or in the next episode, it has no bearing on the finals. So when we knock it out of the park, don't worry. We won't win. It'll still be either Alex or Amy in the finals.
That would be horrible if you both lost.
Sounds about par for the course for me.
Covered all. So.
Right. Any other questions?
Oh, not at the moment.
Then I will.
Tom time again?
It's kind of racing a little bit.
10 minute time limit again. And now I will.
No, is there Tom time again?
Oh, yeah. You guys will still get Tom time, and that'll still take place on Wednesday.
Yay, Tom!
is there a coach?
There is no coach. Your coach.
Oh, good.
Your
all
coach
right,
is your
experience. Dodge that bullet twice.
Exactly, and Amy's gotten her advantage, which was first pick.
I'm just gonna punish y'all by having Molly Wood just prank call you.
I think that would be wonderful.
Any other advice from the judges, Scott? Do you have any advice for this?
Oh man. It's so double-edged, you guys. Like, just be careful is all I'd say. Like, don't get yourselves, I don't know. What's the old phrase? Fool me once, shame on you, that whole thing. Like, I'm just saying, just be careful. That's all. I have no other expectations other than I'm excited to see what these final elites come up with the help of their old pals.
I would almost dive back into listening. How many episodes have been released as of right now, Brian?
This last one we did was the 10th challenge, but the very first challenge was a create a podcast with a team. That was not a theme, so you can't go back to that one.
but I would re-listen to all the episodes, because I honestly don't remember what I've said, but I know I've said a number of times, I wish there was a second episode of this podcast. Mm-hmm. So
find those. Yeah. Educational, interview, gaming, storytelling, comedy, interview, movie, and food.
God, yeah, comedy, yeah. Obviously. Oh, that's where we're going. Listen, Alex, let's go. Throw down.
Listen,
anybody can do culinary capers.
If,
let's go.
I'm not playing that
you don't
one.
Have to, and you don't have to decide right now. You can talk with your team and decide, and then just let me know what you choose. But hey, keep in mind, you guys do, if somebody does a comedy and they redeem themselves from the previous one, that is obviously that's huge. But again, it's very dangerous territory to tread on. So keep that in mind.
Ooh.
All right.
Just be bold. Go do what you know you can do, because you guys are all really good at this. You've all worked, many of you worked with each other before. I would say the hierarchy is clear on this one. You know, have a vision and execute it. But don't leave anything back, because this is it.
So the opposite of what Scott just said.
No. That, and what Scott said, be careful and make sure you don't do anything dangerous, but also take risks and go with reckless abandon.
The same thing.
These aren't contradictory ideas.
Walk down the train tracks, but watch the crossing.
Hey, listen. Yeah. I think I remember
carefully
Nicole,
get in the barrel when you roll over at Niagara Falls.
I remember Nicole saying something very important earlier on in the show about taking risks and how, you know, all your growth and your successes come from a risk. Something like that.
Something. Outside of your comfort zone.
That's
clear
what
eyes,
it is. Yes.
Full hearts, yeah. Can't lose.
Remember, like...
There it is.
Yeah. Exactly. Like Brian said, do something that scares you once every two or three episodes.
There you go.
Oh, well, then I'm good.
All right. Then in that case, you guys are off to the races. Big thanks to our judges, Scott, Nicole, and Justin.
Thank you.
Very special thanks to our very special guest judge, Wendy.
No bias. We're not related.
you were uninvolved in me bringing Wendy on. So I had no idea.
I was pleasantly stoked, because I was like, what? No way.
Exactly. That's awesome. Exactly. So, big thanks to all of our contestants and our returning contestants for jumping into this and being willing to give it one last shot. All right, then, on behalf of everybody involved, this is Brian Ibbett saying thanks for listening. We'll see you next time right here on America's Next Top Podcaster. So, Amy and Alex are our finalists, and Gidget is stuck with me for one more week. There's just one podcast left to produce, and then we're going to crown a winner. How is this all going to come to an end? Find out next week on America's Next Top Podcaster.
Listening to America's Next Top Podcaster. This is eliminated contestant Gidget von LaRue from Australia. Scott Johnson, Nicole Spagnolo, and Justin Robert Young are our judges, and Tom Merritt is our coach. Hammond Chamberlain is our producer, and Brian Ibbett is our executive producer and host. Music is by Andrew Allen. Find him online at andrewallenmusic.com. To learn more about this podcast, visit americasnexttoppodcaster.com. Follow us on Twitter at Podcasting Idol, and discuss the game with other fans on Facebook at facebook.com/ America's Next Top Podcaster. Thanks, everybody, for listening. It's been a hoot. So this is my farewell. I'm finally out of America's Next Top Podcaster, and it's sad, but look, I'm still really, really proud that I made it through to final three. That's pretty amazing. I need to firstly thank Brian for taking a chance with me, being from where I am, and his constant support. All the judges, no Justin, I'm not going to play a clip of you. Tom for his weekly coaching, and huge kudos to Hammond for the huge amount of editing he had to do. It blows my mind, really. I've always lived by the motto, don't lose yourself trying to be everything to everyone, and I think I've continued to do that. Also quoting the great Paul Hogan at the 1986 Oscars, remember the three G's: be grateful, be gracious, and get off. And that's exactly what I'm doing. See you all in Vegas.